After 15 years of relentless 60-hour work weeks, Debbie King found herself driving down Route 66 and confronting a devastating truth. She hated her business. The realization hit like a freight train. The freedom she'd chased through entrepreneurship had morphed into a different kind of captivity. Sound familiar? Here's what most business owners miss. Your relationship with your business is exactly that, a relationship. And like any relationship gone sour, it can be healed, transformed, and yes, loved again. The catch? Your brain is working against you. That primitive survival mechanism that kept your ancestors alive now misinterprets every business challenge as a life-threatening danger. Through repetition, these warning signals crystallize into beliefs. Neurons that fire together wire together, which means most of your daily thoughts are just recycled versions of yesterday's fears. I don't know what I'm doing. This will never work. I'm not enough. Even more insidious is your hidden instruction manual, that collection of unwritten rules shaped by parents, mentors, and experience. It dictates everything from how you view wealth to what counts as real work. Over time, this manual becomes rigid, creating guilt when you disobey and frustration when others don't follow your rules for them. The transformation begins when you bring these hidden instructions into the light and coach yourself with better questions. Why am I choosing to feel this way? What else could this mean? What would my future self advise? Your mind operates like business software. Circumstance, thought, feeling, action, result. A client is 90 days late. Circumstance. Your thought, they're screwing me over, creates anger, driving complaining instead of solutions. The critical error? Confusing thoughts with facts. I'm not charging enough is opinion, not fact. Someone else might think you're overcharging. This confusion makes self-imposed limitations feel like unchangeable reality. Words like always, never, and enough signal you've crossed into opinion territory. Emotions aren't weakness. They're your instrument panel revealing when thoughts have veered off course. Treat feelings as data. Notice them, label them, identify the thoughts creating them. Then ask, how can I questions that drive solutions. Choose believable new thoughts, not unrealistic affirmations your brain rejects. You'll know a thought works by how you feel when thinking it. Most business owners become exertion enthusiasts, believing progress must hurt and success requires outworking everyone. But this belief actually slows you down. Performance equals potential minus interference. Most interference comes from your own thoughts, emotional turbulence, anger, doubt, overwhelm, buffering behaviors, endless scrolling, overeating, or physical breakdown, exhaustion, insomnia. Being constantly in a hurry isn't a badge of honor. It's a red flag reinforcing scarcity thinking. Overwhelm typically hits during transitions, signaling you've reached your previous threshold. Oprah Winfrey and Elon Musk handled tremendous change, not because they're superhuman, but because they think differently about what change means. Blame is another insidious interference. When you blame staff, clients, or the economy, you declare yourself helpless and stuck. Ever caught yourself thinking, "Stop worrying about that client"? Who's telling whom to stop? This reveals something profound. You're not your thoughts. There's the thinker generating thoughts and the watcher observing them. You can objectively examine your thoughts, question them, and decide whether to keep them. Your beliefs are simply your strongest thoughts, practiced so consistently they feel true. Many limiting beliefs about money formed in childhood. There's never enough, business is risky, success means outworking everyone. These beliefs cause you to undercharge, play it safe, or burn out. To create new beliefs, decide what you want to believe, write it down, and read it daily. Picture how someone with this belief thinks, feels, and acts. The initial discomfort is cognitive dissonance from holding conflicting beliefs. As you persist, confirmation bias kicks in. You'll find increasing evidence supporting your new belief. Your reality shifts to match it. Sally's business generated $500,000 in profit on $2 million in revenue, yet she'd fallen into the lifestyle business trap, extracting all earnings rather than building an asset. Her business became worthless to buyers because it depended entirely on her. The diagnostic test: would you purchase your business today? An ideal business runs without consuming all your time, leads in a specific niche, maintains positive cash flow, and generates recurring revenue. Exhaustion signals dangerous overdependence, a red flag that tanks valuation. The transformation requires counterintuitive thinking. Narrow your focus. Market differentiation is the single most important factor determining business value. When your solutions are unique, you command premium pricing and higher profits. Think laser versus flashlight. The laser penetrates deeply, while the flashlight only illuminates surfaces. The key to scaling lies in transforming services into products. Develop standardized solutions with clear deliverables, timelines, and pricing. Train customers to follow your proven system rather than adapting to their unique requirements. True business freedom requires an organization that runs profitably without your constant presence. Build a management team with authority to make decisions and occasionally fail without punishment. Many owners overmanage because they excel at the work and believe their way is best. We get dopamine hits from completing tasks, while delegating creates uncertainty. As Marshall Goldsmith explains, what got you here won't get you there. The execution ability that builds your business becomes the limiting factor for growth. The solution starts with leadership vulnerability, openly admitting mistakes and acknowledging knowledge gaps. This creates a culture where honest feedback replaces superficial agreement. Find people who align with your values, share your vision through documented processes, and monitor key performance indicators. Focus on measuring results rather than controlling methods. Build redundancy into critical functions using the 15% rule. No customer should account for more than 15% of revenue, and ensure backup systems prevent collapse if key team members depart. Recurring revenue transforms your business into a valuable asset through predictable income and relationship building. Master your cash flow forecast, a 4-week projection serving as an early warning system. Create a dashboard with 5 to 7 key performance indicators, balancing backward-looking metrics with forward-looking KPIs. A crucial metric, customer lifetime value to acquisition cost, should ideally be 3-to-1. When deciding whether to keep or sell your business, your primitive brain pushes toward least change. Evaluate both options as if they'll lead to equally great results. Self-confidence comes from believing you won't give up, can handle emotions, and will honor commitments. This belief is within your control. Fall back in love with your business by focusing on what you appreciate: skills learned, people helped, money made. Treat it like a healthy relationship. Prioritize it, stay committed through challenges, communicate clearly, practice gratitude. Rather than thinking linearly, reverse engineer by placing yourself in your desired future and working backward. Create vivid mental movies of ideal scenarios, ignoring limiting beliefs. Change your inner world first and watch your desired future unfold, creating a valuable asset that serves your life rather than consuming it.